If you're flying out of Terminal A at Logan Airport today, you'll likely end up having a casual conversation with security personnel. The chat is part of a new screening program being piloted at Logan this week, in which Federal Transportation Security officials ask questions of every passenger at the checkpoint in order to observe their behavior. Logan is the first airport in the nation to test the approach. To find out more, we went to Terminal A and spoke at the security checkpoint with George Nakera, the airport's federal security director, who told us the program is based on risk.
Those with a low level of risk would probably have a very accelerated process through the screening checkpoint. Those who we determine have a higher level of risk would be introduced into other elements of security that we have in place today.
Be questioned by somebody else.
Could be questions. There'll be a human interaction. We feel that the human interaction is important. Technology is not foolproof. It doesn't provide the complete level of assurance we'd like. And we think a combination of human interaction and technology is necessary, in addition to all the layers of security we have behind it, of course.
So let's go through it. I'm in the line behind us, and I walk up to the first uniformed member of the TSA, and that person asks me, as they always do when you're in a security line, for my boarding pass and my ID. And then what happens? I go to a second person.
There's potential for that. Of course, this is just a proof of concept. This is the earliest stage of this long-term project. So what we will try to do here is, once we've got a trained cadre of behavior detection officers, we have 70 here today. They're going through a very intense training program right now, and eventually will be qualified to ask some additional questions of you. How long have you been in town? Where are you going on your trip? Is it a business trip? Is it a pleasure trip? Are you traveling with anyone else? Those types of innocuous questions. Not necessarily looking for your answers, but gauging your reaction to the questions.
And what kind of reaction might trigger a warning in the questioner's head, oh, this person might be someone we want to take another look at? What is that person looking for?
Well, we're looking for certain signs of stress, certain signs of anxiety. I can't give you the exact characteristics because they're protected, but indicators of particular anxiety and attempt to deceive is what we're looking for. It's important to recognize that the program requires one of our behavior detection officers to assess what the normalcy might be in that environment. So as they work in the airport environment, they should know what is normal for human actions. Most people are a little nervous when they come to the airport, so we have to discount those to a certain degree. If they were deploying the program at a bus terminal or in a rail station, there's a different level of normalcy.
How much additional time is this going to cost people as they go through security?
Well, the goal is not to increase the time at all. This is a very early part. We're at the first stage of this concept. The long-term goal is for us to be able to accelerate most people who are low risk. We would like to see the vast majority of the traveling public who have no intent to cause any harm in the low risk category. But in the end, there is no expectation that it'll take any more time. I think, frankly, it will make the whole screening experience much more comfortable, much more palatable. Recognize also that as we evolve to this new concept, it'll free up some resources to focus on people who have presented a higher threat or a higher risk. So I think in the end, our product will be better.
George Nakera is the Federal Security Director for Logan Airport. He spoke with us yesterday outside the security checkpoint at Terminal A, where the TSA has just begun testing a new first-in-the-nation behavioral screening method. In Terminal C, the TSA is currently testing another aspect of that method, which eases security on children age 12 and under, allowing them to keep their shoes on and avoid going through the full body scanners.